Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hi, everybody.
We are here. And we have as our special guest, we're having another special show with Tamara. So we have Tamara McGilvery, and, you know, she has all this wonderful astrological advice and information. It's so cool, and we wanted to come on this beautiful spring solstice as we are approaching it and see what the stars have to say, because you had some wonderful information when you were here in January about this time period that's coming up. And so we want to follow up with that as well.
Yes.
So welcome, Tamara.
Thank you. And to start off, we want to wish Julia a happy solar return.
Woo! And
I said that earlier and she looked at me like, what? What's that?
You can say it. I'm giving you permission. And Julia's like, what?
Does anybody else know what that means?
Yes. So what that means is, what it is it's something pretty exciting. So when we're born, we have the degree of our sun, you know, so whatever day we're born, whatever degree the sun was in on that day. And every year the sun returns to that place. It returns to that exact degree. And that's our birthday.
Happy birthday. That's all we're going to do, right, Tamara?
Yeah, that's it.
We're not vocalists or anything, so we're not going to scare anybody. But
No. Then all the readers will be like muting everything. So.
Okay. So, well, thank you. And thank you very much.
What we actually do on the solar return, the day that the sun returns to its natal position, is we take a snapshot of that chart. And, you know, astrology is all about layers. It's not about, you know, one moment in time. It's about layering information. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to layer information about the spring equinox. You know, we layered information in January when we looked at the birth of the year, you know, January 1st, you know, right after midnight, there we have a chart that we can pull, and that chart will give us some indication of the coming year. So this solar return chart is an indication of this sort of overview of how your year is going to play out. And I'll share with, now Julia might not be happy if I share this, but I'm going to share it anyways.
Uh-oh. She's taking her own liberties now. Mysterious. She's being rebellious and just rogue.
Just went crazy.
That's right. So one thing that really stands out in your solar return chart this year is a book. Now, are you working on a book?
Oh. No.
Well, you need to get your pencil sharpened and get moving on it. There is a book in Solar Return.
Okay.
And it's very interesting. I won't tell the details of it because that's personal. I'll tell you at another time. Okay. But I will tell the public that we can be expecting another book from Julia.
Oh, my goodness. And Julia, now I know. And you know what that means.
I know. Oh, my goodness. I've had a lot of people telling me I had books. I need to get writing. I was supposed to write a book, but I didn't have a time frame on it. It was like, it was enough pressure just being told you got another book to write. So
now you've got the time frame.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're welcome.
I love that. You're welcome. And
thank you.
And I know now too. So
yeah.
There it is. I'm going to be poking. Did you get that going?
You needed something else to poke me with, didn't you?
Well, really, the chart itself tells us that, well, the stars have aligned, that you're going to have the mindset, you're going to have the energy, and you're going to have the focus or non-focus, because I think a lot of the book, maybe, if I could say, is channeled a little bit. Should I say it?
Okay.
Yeah. So there'll be like, you know, pieces of information in there. That's just a flow through that'll be
wonderful, because that's kind of what I want it to be. When, you know, that's like, I'll, because that's what Soul Speak was. It was, I that was part of my resistance, was I wasn't sure what to do and how to do it and all these things. And it was like, if you'll just sit down and just start, it'll come through. And it did. Yeah. But I had to get to that place where I could do that. Just sit down and let it go.
Yeah.
So I really love it when it does that.
Yeah. So I think the same thing's going to happen here for you. It looks very promising. Not to put, you know, all that added pressure on you for the year, but hey, you know.
So I have till December 31st. You do. Or is it March 20th?
That's a good question. March, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
is it my natal year or is it the calendar year?
No, it's your natal year.
That was perfect question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always get clarification.
Got a little extra time on the clock.
I did. Yeah, I got 3 more months there, didn't I?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, do you guys mind if I make just a little announcement? Because I'm so excited for Judy in Australia.
Yes. Okay. Is Judy on?
She is on here.
Oh, we just want to welcome her. I'm so excited for you.
Yes, level 3. Woo! She passed her level 3, and we're just so excited to bring her on board. She's worked so hard at getting to that place, and so just wanted to do the shout out for that, and yay. And I do have to say, I'm laughing a little bit about the identity crisis that I'm going through these days, you know, with the message I sent you the other day, Julia, and then you gave me this access over here on the website, and it made me switch over, and then I couldn't figure out how to get back to me.
Oh, that's so funny. This is another story.
It's a whole nother story.
And it's definitely an identity thing.
Julia's got a doppelganger and it looks like this.
Anyway, but let's get on, because I know
we're going to go back to camera.
We only have an hour. So let's.
And you guys know I can talk for much longer than an hour.
I know. You always pack so much in. And I want to give you that space to do that.
Yeah.
For sure. So one of the things I want to talk about was that we had talked about this big square that was happening. And we talked about, well, what's a square and what's the two planets involved? And it has to do with sort of the sudden changes, you know, it can be healing energy. And it is about a new sort of new rules, a new way of manifesting, a new way of being. That's what this COVID has done to us. It's changed our life. We now all have new rules that we have to follow. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're supposed to be better rules than the rules that we had before. That's kind of the game, right? Is that all of a sudden the new rules, these are much better than the old rules. Well, are they or aren't they? Well, you know, we can contemplate that for ages, but we have the rules, so we have to follow them. So this was sort of the catalyst to that change. And that was, you know, in January, we looked at that. And then we get this kind of lull. And I think everything did kind of lull. And, you know, people were like, okay, when's my life going to get back on track here? You know, you know, 2020 was all about, you know, hunkering down and not having a social life and, you know, work and all that. And in 2021, everybody wanted to start to open up. They wanted to get back to their regular life. But what is regular life? It changed. That was the Saturn in Aquarius that made all that change. Wow. So right now, what's happening is we're integrating that knowledge. So we are in a little lull. We are, you know, like we call it, maybe it's not really a rest period. You never get a rest period, but you do get this time where you can integrate your lessons. And that's exactly where we're at right now. And interestingly, this is, I just looked at the equinox chart today, or the one coming up. And that's what I was looking at for Julia, because her birthday happens to be, you know, right around that time period. So where the stars are right now is sort of setting the stage for her new, you know, her new year that she's going to. And sometimes it's a rest year, but unfortunately for Julia, this year's not. It's not a rest year.
If we're going to get a rest year, I have a feeling it's just going to keep being like this.
Last year was
your rest year, darling.
No. No, I was just, I had lunch with Jenny and Summer today, and we were talking about how the rest of the world may have been resting, but we have run more than we have ever run before. Yeah. So we rest.
And wonderfully so. I mean, you've moved into a whole new arena. You've learned how to, integrate into the online world and make it work for people so that they're still getting the same experience. They're still getting the same training. It's just that we're in, and I think it's pretty wonderful. This is kind of my world. This is where I've always lived in this world. And it's like the whole world, I can talk to the whole world. You know, I don't have to fly somewhere.
They've all joined you. Is that it?
Yeah, they've all joined me. Now, welcome to my world.
You all come to my party.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's kind of happened. But there'll be more of that for you, Julie. It's not just about writing, although I do see that book in your chart. There is going to be more technological advances, you know, that happen. In this next stage. And that's what I was looking at for the chart for the equinox is, what do we have coming up here? How are we, moving into a new shift? Because we're going to have another square happen, but it's not going to be as intense as the first one. And this square, this tension that's, going to build up.
I'm just going to ask, can you remind us what a square is and what it does?
Yeah, so it actually is this, it is that tension that builds up. It's everybody wants to be in charge. Well, who's going to be in charge? There's going to be a little kind of battle about who's going to be in charge. And the battle is about change versus how we're going to manifest that change in our lives. How is it going to change our lives? What rules are going to change? So we had that big shift. Now we're starting to have smaller shifts that are going to create a little bit of tension, but they're follow-up tension. So you have sort of your big bang. I think I talked about this, where you get the message and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. oh, I don't think I'm going to do that today. And then, it's like, well, if you don't do it, I'm going to pull the rug out from under you and you're going to have to do it. So are you going to come easy? Or you're going to come hard.
Yeah, because they will pull the rug out.
They will pull the rug out.
She's been there, done that.
No threat. It's a fact.
Yeah. But with that, we've had our initial shock. We've had our initial change. It's like, okay, life is changing. How are we going to adjust? We've started to make some adjustments. People are starting to feel a little more comfortable. We're going to have a little bit of tension again. That's going to build up again, but it's not going to be the big bang. It's not going to be the huge issue that we had the first time. It's just a little reminder. Don't let your guard down. Don't stop making those changes. Don't go, okay, well, I'm just going to go back to the way I was because that was more comfortable.
That's a good,
Yeah. Where we are today, might not feel as comfortable because you've had to make changes to how you interact with other people. And, one of the things that we've really had to do is make sure that we stay in touch because we're not meeting in the flesh. Then we have to remember to make those phone calls. We have to remember to Zoom to see people's faces and be able to see their eyes and their expressions and connect still. Because, being texting is so unemotional.
Right.
Did the person understand what I was saying? Or how did they feel about what I said? I can't see their face. Mm-hmm. So at least the technology allows us to see the other person. And we have to learn to adjust how we connect energetically, because it's very different connecting in person energetically, when your fields are literally bouncing into each other. That's a different feeling from connecting energetically on Zoom.
Yeah.
And we've all had to adjust to that and learn what that feels like. And especially in the work that you guys do, it's so important to know what is going on. Reading the signals was very important.
So you had to adjust to, okay, well, how are we going to do that and do it safely and still, you know, be able to teach and see that they're getting the material and they're understanding and breakout rooms and, you know, all that stuff that you've had to learn how to do and adjust.
More changes in technology or more
things
happening there? Interesting.
Yeah, I think we're getting pushed to make more changes. More people want access and you know, different kind of accesses. And we need to learn to adjust to that and make sure that we're one of the great things about Zoom is that you actually can do captioning. So if you have people where English is their second language, then the captioning will really help where even when you're live, when you're like together in the same space, there may be issues with communication because of language barriers or language, you know, understanding what that means. And then all of a sudden, oh, it can be in my language across the bottom there. And I really, you know, then I really can engage because now I've got this support system.
Yeah, true.
So Zoom is a really good one for that. They do the captioning. We've just been working on that at Kepler College where I'm doing my astrological teaching. It's the next step. You know, it's the next stage is, so how can we service the community, the wider community, and everyone, gets the level of support they need to do the learning that they desire. So that's a fantastic thing. So I see some shifts coming up in the next little while in that. So, you know, as you see that, don't be afraid of it is really the message for that. Embrace it.
That can be put offing. That can be scary. That can be all kinds of things. Well, anything new, people tend to want to be afraid of it and resist it.
Yeah. Especially
dating.
Yeah, especially technology. Mm-hmm. New technology. Oh, I don't, if I hit that button and then I lose, or, you know, I tried to put a meeting together and I couldn't get it to go. So I'm just going to forget about it. Or, you know, you've got to push through your barriers. You've got to push through because this is really the way life is right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. and the way it will be for, you know, maybe forever. I mean, life may never get back exactly the way it was. We don't really want it to be exactly the way. We want it to be better.
Well, like you said, it was about shifting and changing. And if we go through all that just to go back, I mean, yeah what's the point?
Yeah. And I think that when we finally can get together and have those, you know, in-person meetings, they'll mean so much more. But they won't be, it won't be something you have to do. It'll be something you want to do.
Yes.
Because you can continue to do your meetings this way. You can continue to teach this really larger group, you know, a world group. But at the same time, when you do decide to make those meetings and have those in person, they're going to mean so much to everyone.
Yeah, we've been talking like on ours to retreats and reunions, things like that. Yes, everybody really wants to get together. It's like, yeah, we can have them in these really cool places and we just all get together and enjoy each other's company. You know,
enjoy each other's company. And yeah, the training can continue this way. But when you get together, you have maybe some fun speakers and you have fun things that, you know, outings that you guys are going to do and just sit around and talk and, you know, have a joyous time together and feel each other's energy again.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the end of April, this the planet that has given everyone the little shakeup is his. You know, his name's Uranus. We love Uranus. You know, he keeps us moving forward.
You know him better than I do. So
tell us why? Why do we?
He can be a scary dude sometimes, but you know, when you get to know him and you say, okay, if I can do this, I can do this. Don't push too hard, but I can do it. You know,
he likes to push.
He's actually, what's that?
He likes to, he's like Tracy. He likes to push.
Well, off the cliff a little bit. Yeah.
Oh,
you know, like that kind of push.
between me and Uranus, you're going to get the, write the book. Although the audience is saying they're really looking forward to this new book. So
we're
excited about it.
Julia and I will probably have to have some various meetings along the way first to give her some support.
What's this about?
Yeah, what is this book?
for sure. Uh-oh. But at the end of April, this planet called Uranus, the guy that wants to, you know, help us with our change. He's actually also the healing planet as well. He's kind of our higher, if you remember me talking about the higher mind, the collective mind, the one that that we're all connected to, where when we connect to oneness, you know, that's where we're all going. We're all going into this collective mind. So that's the guy. And sometimes that collective mind wants us to move along. You know, where you guys are dragging your feet. We want you to move along. So he'll give us a little push. But in the end of April.
And I do know him. I have encountered him. I actually know him very well. I just forgot him for a minute. I was really hoping he would kind of.
Yeah, no.
He's the one that shows up when you're doing this from the first ball.
He's there to lend a hand anytime if you need to move forward. All you have to do is ask and he'll be there.
Yeah. You make it sound so gentle and supportive. He's like the nurturing father that's just going to pick you up and throw you in the water.
Yeah, that's if you don't ask and you don't listen, then that's when you get that stuff.
That's when you get that. That's when, yeah, if you're not listening to your inner voice, if you're not doing the work, if you're not going, you know, inside into the inner eye and, you know, listening, then, yeah, you got to get that little push from the outside. But the whole point is at the end of April, he's going to be surrounded by this wonderful support system. And what's going to happen is, you know, we've been pushed pretty hard and we've had these changes kind of crammed down our throats, we'll say, you know, you've got to change. You have no choice. Otherwise, everything's stopping and, you know, and we're not moving forward. So we're going to get a little breather where we can revisit our values. What we need to do is take what's happened and recreate the world we want. What are my values? Yeah, what are my values? How do I feel about, you know, what's happening? And I think that a lot of people in going through this process have really thought about that. What means something to me? Not all the stuff that I've got.
Right.
You know, it's the relationships. It's the people. It's being able to go outside and breathe clean air and go for a walk and see smiling faces. Mm-hmm. You know? And
yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Yeah.
We were talking about that yesterday where I was taking a picture and we all had our mask on. It's like, do you say cheese?
Yeah.
I just
for your eyes.
That everybody behind their masks are smiling at me. You know.
Yeah.
You can't they are.
Of course they are, Julia.
Of course they are. I'm smiling at them.
Yeah.
But
it is a really odd adjustment to not being able to see expressions on people's faces. And so, you know, it's like, what do we value? And what out of this do I want to move forward with? And what am I going to let go of? And I think that there has been maybe an increase, a little bit of an increase in, what do you call that when you purchase on the spot?
Spontaneous.
on
impulse buying. That's right.
Impulse buying. I think that there, you know, I think, you know, should we say companies like Amazon has really fared well because of impulse buying. You see something on TV, you see, you know, we're all watching more TV because we don't get to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. We don't get to do anything. We're either, you know, working on our computers or watching TV, and we're seeing this. Maybe we're on Facebook all the time. I mean, the ads are incredible on there. So there's a little more impulse buying going on. And I think people are going to catch themselves and go, is that really what I need? Is that really what I need to do?
Because it's probably been bringing a sense of comfort. You know, it's like that may be one part of the normalcy. You know, it's like, oh, I can shop. I can still shop, you know, and that makes me feel better. But yeah, you're right. Do I really need that? Do I really want that?
Yeah. Because now you got a whole house of stuff, but who are you sharing it with? Mm-hmm. Nobody but yourself. I mean, you know, there would be a handful of other people in your house, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's not something, you know, you're not buying new clothes that you're going to go somewhere in. You're buying new clothes to sit in front of your computer with, you know, new shoes. Nobody sees your shoes.
Whatever you want.
dare we even go there right now? Who's wearing jammy bottoms for the show? You know,
who dares to admit it? This is probably the first show I'm not wearing jammy bottoms.
Oh wow!
This is good to know. And I'm right there with you.
Good to know. So values is one of the things that I feel is going to come up in this quarter. You know, we'll say the next, the summer solstice will happen in June, you know, June 20th. So this quarter where we're going to really start evaluating those things. Summer's coming up, you know, and people want to be able to get back to being outside and enjoying friends. And hopefully, you know, we're going to get there this year. Hopefully we'll be able to do a little more visiting, maybe not some long distance travel, but at least things are getting, you know, moving forward a little bit so that we're
that's good.
Yeah. Revisiting that. The other thing that I really want everyone to pay attention to, especially around the end of April, when we have this little support system around Uranus, is data collection and fact gathering.
Okay.
So really looking at the truth. We've talked about this before. We all have that truth meter. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that. But remembering there, I mean, again, you know, well, I mean, last year we were so inundated by, you know, information on, now, you know, you've got your phone with you everywhere and everyone's tweeting everything and everything's on Facebook and internet. And now we've got COVID apps and all kinds of stuff, you know, that we're looking at. But we have to take a breath and really look at the truth, fact gathering. Don't believe everything that you hear. Of course, we all know the rules. We all know that we're not supposed to do it, but we get caught up in it. You know, somebody says, oh, you know,
it's so easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody, just one person starts a rumor and all of a sudden something is the worst thing on earth. You know, that vaccination is the worst thing on earth. This food is the worst thing on earth. This coffee is going to kill you if you drink another one. Like, it's,
don't drag coffee into it. That's not okay. Wow. You went dark on us, Missy.
I'm so sorry. Juice. Okay.
I'm going to have to go.
No. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I didn't say all coffee. I said this coffee.
Yeah. Not the one you drink, Tracy.
Not the one you drink.
I'm good. Yeah. In the clear.
And really gather facts. So this is being supported in this support system that's around Uranus at the end of April. Gathering facts. Don't, you know, just believe everything that you hear, which we all know that, but I mean, seriously, gather facts. And you know, don't go down those rabbit holes.
Does that mean that maybe crazier things might come out?
We're going to hear a lot of crazy things.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, so we're in for a year of the crazies coming out, the truths.
Yeah. You know, I think we're in the year of that everyone has their own truth. Everyone's telling their own truth. But, you know, is it your truth?
Yeah. Okay.
And that's really important to know what it, if it's yours or not. And just because it's not yours doesn't mean it's not somebody else's truth. It's definitely their truth, but not be your truth.
Because that may have happened to somebody that they had a bad experience, but that doesn't mean that it's your truth. Absolutely. And whether you're into fact gathering, you know, or you are just into listening to your own truth meter, that you're into going inside and calming your body down and then listening to what is, you know, because every second of every minute of our life, we receive, you know, guidance. Do we always hear it? No. Do we always follow it? No. Even when we hear it, we don't follow it. You know? Yeah. I know.
But we always receive it. It's always coming in.
Yeah.
It's always coming in, always coming in. And that's what we have to remember and just really calm ourselves. The end of April, it's a whole bunch of stuff is in Taurus and, you know, around this, our guy Uranus, who's in Taurus and will be for, you know, quite a few years. And he's got this really wonderful support system. So when you tap into the collective mind, then, you know, it supports your day-to-day life. You know, that's what you want. You want that. You want to feel supported. We're in the muck. You know, we're on earth living a physical life in a human body, you know, and we deal with time.
Yeah.
So it's having that support system when you tap in that, you know, you're going to find your truth. And I think that that's going to be a really good time to do that. So what are we going to do between now and then? We're going to practice every day.
Yeah.
Because you know, meditation, centering, moving in, using, you know, using your eye, the, you know, what's in the eye, the information held in the eye, it's a muscle. That is something that you have to do every single day. So that when, you know, so that you do have it down pat, yes, you know, whether you sit in a chair, you sit on your pillow, whatever you do to calm yourself down, center yourself and, you know, go within. So that's what I want everyone to do. Practice. Yeah.
She's giving everyone homework.
Yeah, I am. Because the other guy that's hanging around the same time as all the rest of them is the sun. That's when the sun moves into Taurus. He'll be in Taurus at the end of April. And what does he do? He brings enlightenment.
Ooh.
Light. Enlightenment.
If you are in, you will receive it.
We'll receive enlightenment.
And when it moves into enlightenment, is it whispering, Julia, write your book?
I think so.
We can throw that into the show.
I've just put so much pressure on poor Julia. Oh my gosh, she's going to kill me. Oh, okay.
I love it. Keep me accountable.
Way to do it live. That was awesome.
I asked ahead of time. Yes. She just didn't know what I was going to say. Oh yeah, say anything. Okay.
Just bring it out. I'm an open book. Oh, there it is again. Book.
Absolutely. So I think that that this next quarter is really a time where we can integrate our lessons. And it's obviously not downtime. We're still under the same amount of stress. We're still trying to make changes. We still all have busy lives. It's not like anything. I mean, my life has, you know, not calmed down at all. You know, there hasn't been any downtime at all, but that's okay. You know, that's what I'm here for. I'm not here to, lie to life, I guess.
Apparently. Sit on your morals and eat bonbons. I know you love that. Eating bonbons. So.
Absolutely. That would be the fantastic thing. Yes. But
but I've never had a bonbon. I don't know. What, you know, and it's like, you know, yeah, that seems like it'd be really wonderful. But when have we had time to ever sit down and have bonbons? Tamara, if we ever get together, we're going to do that.
We're going to have bonbons together. We're going to sit somewhere and just do nothing but eat bonbons.
Yeah. Don't even talk to each other. Just sit and eat the bonbon. Bonbons.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe there's a noise like, oh, yeah.
And there will be if we're eating bonbons for sure. Another? Would you like another?
Yes.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So mid-May to the end of May, we are going to have, I feel, new facts, new ideas, new solutions being roundtabled and that's going to surface. I think part of that really is going to be some technological advances. I think that if you look even, you know, in when we first started using Zoom, half the time, you know, you would get kicked off, you would lose your connection. You know, there was all these problems. We don't really have those problems anymore.
Zoom, Zoom really stepped forward and came, oh my gosh. They did what they needed to do.
So you can imagine, and of course they're not the only ones. There's, you know, there's all the other, you know, apps out there as well. But I mean, Zoom has been a fantastic one. But I think that, you know, we've got to think there's stuff going on behind the scenes. I think we're going to start to see some of that stuff rolling out, you know, to just make our lives even that much better.
Well, when you think about it, I mean, you know, we've all been in this same situation, and we've all been having to kind of reinvent and redo things and refigure and recreate whatever. Well, so have they. They've been there. Well, okay, here are the needs. Here's what's going on out there. And they're trying to get caught up and then now get ahead of it, you know, of where they see it going. So it makes sense that they've, you know, they haven't been sitting on their laurels either. They've been full gear and kicking it. So,
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, really, you know, instead of like normally you'd have one meeting a day, maybe two, if you're in person now, you know, you can crank out five or six. It's amazing.
In your jammies.
In your jammies.
From the comfort of your home.
Yes.
Hold on. Got to go switch the laundry. I'll be right back, you know,
and keep your house clean. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not admitting to anything there.
but if you think about like the round tabling of ideas, you know, if you can pump out five meetings a day, four meetings a day, that's meeting of minds. So productive. Incredibly productive.
And you can record it, so you can go back and go, what was it that they were saying in the meeting? Oh, hey, I got it on a recording. I can go back and look. So that's,
yeah, actually,
that's a lifesaver over here to be able to record.
Yeah. And not just record, you can do the script, the transcript, you know? So then, So like all the duties, everybody, so he said he was going to do this. She said she was going to do that. There's the transcript right there.
Nice.
Yeah. Ooh, ideas, hey?
Ooh. I think we should transcribe a couple pieces of this where it says something about where in Julia's chart she's supposed to write a book.
Yes, yes, we could do that. Absolutely.
Do you think I'm going to claim I never heard it later?
Oh, no, she's going to remember Tamara said that.
Yep.
For sure. So something I wrote down that was as I was looking at the charts was nothing, including us, will ever be the same again.
I believe that because and everybody kept saying, oh, I want to go back to normal. We want to go back the way it was. When do we get back to normal? And it's like there is no normal anymore. There's a new normal constantly.
This is the new normal. This is the new normal.
And it's always going to be change. So
yeah,
you just have to, I think that was the big thing, was just letting go. of anything constant.
Yeah.
You just expect flow all the time.
So, yeah. And I think that as we have done that, as we have said, yeah, it's okay to change. It's okay to do business in a new way. Mm-hmm. Then as we said it was okay, things started to normalize, you know, like, you know, business kept going. And there, I mean, yes, there's, I know there are businesses that are struggling because they didn't have the ability to change, you know, because of the product that they have,
right.
whether,
right.
you know, a service. But even at that, I think that that's going to start to slowly come back into, you know, into its groove again, and again, in a very different ways. In, you know, you go into a place that does a service, and how you get that service done and the interaction is completely different.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have to learn to live with that too. We have to learn to work with that. So in June, we start to see the tension build again.
Okay.
So, okay. you know, we're going to have this, let's solidify, let's refine our values, let's find our footing again. And we're getting into that groove and we're going to start to feel more confidence. And then in June, we're going to start to feel a little bit of tension again. As soon as you feel that tension, what do you need to do? You need to center and you need to say, what is it I'm trying to hold on to?
I have a question in the chat here that kind of jumps out at me because I've had people ask me this question. A lot of people are experiencing memory loss or not, you know, having their memory affected lately. Is that something to do with the astrology right now? Or, you know, like you were just saying, it's letting go of all of these things. Is that contributing to people for, you know, on that subconscious or whatever level, they're letting go of things and now they have trouble with their memory, thinking back of childhood or whatever?
Well, something I can tell you something non-astrological, it's probably very much something in their chart that's getting hit because, you know, we are all affected in different ways, depending on what on in our personal chart is being pushed, you know, what about us is being pushed and changed and growing. So yeah, it could very possibly be something in that person's specific chart that's creating that that change, that shift. But I've always been told that when you hold on to the past, time is very slow. So it's like you, when you cling to your past, we'll say, when you cling to memories, and I don't mean like that you have to throw all your memories out. I just mean that you're not trying to relive that memory over and over again because you think it's the only best memory you're ever going to have. You know, people who
best
cling.
Life. That kind of like, that was the best time of my life.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And they never think they're going to have a time like that again. So when people do that, they slow down change. Change will come and it may be a lot more difficult because they've been clinging to something that no longer exists. They've been clinging to the past. And that has to do with memory. But when you can release memories, and yes, you can have a happy thought. Oh, that was a really good time. I really, you know, love that person. I love that smile on that person's face. But to like try and cling to it that, you know, you can't let that memory go, you literally slow down time. So if you are living in the now, time is going very fast. Your day is gone just like that. You know, days go by and you're like, oh my God, it's the middle of March already. Where did that come from? That means that you're living in the now. So the more you live in the now, the higher vibration you're living in, the less you will hold on to memories. And yes, you will start to lose some of those memories. It's not that you lose the experience or the knowledge that you gained from those memories. You just don't need to remember every little detail anymore, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. The fact that I never know what day it is probably a good thing.
Yeah, it means you're living in the now. You're living in the moment. The days don't really matter, you know?
They do when you have appointments, but that's what the calendar is for. That's why my phone lights up.
Yeah, that's what your phone is for. It will tell you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Get over here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All day Wednesday, I thought it was Monday. And then when I realized it was Wednesday, I thought, oh, that's when you got your notification. Oh, hey, here's the banner. Because I realized it wasn't Monday and then I needed to get that to you. But yeah, yeah, I've been having that happen. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's helping in the chat room for the memory question. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope so. And yeah, there can be, you know, something that just, gets lit up in the person's chart and, you know, like, Julia's son, her personal son, S-U-N, is being lit up right now. So when the sun comes back to its natal position, the sun is about our vital energy. So she's being revitalized.
Nice.
I like that.
Yes, that's what the solar return is all about. You're being revitalized. So, you know, why, sort of like the purpose of why you're here, you know, revitalizing the body so you can do another year, you know, so that you can pump out that book, Julia.
It wasn't me this time.
Sorry, Julia.
I'm you right now. Camera, that was do it. It's going to give you everything you need.
She's going to be wanting to have some meetings, round tabling. Okay, what's this book going to be about?
Oh, yeah. I have thoughts.
There you go. Did you see the thoughts? Oh my gosh. They looked evil.
No.
Oh, that's Tracy.
Oh my gosh.
Don't tell all my secrets live.
Yes, yes.
It's funny.
So we are, so the other thing I wanted to talk about in that tension, as we start to feel that tension building again, is that these planets, they come together and then they separate and then they come together and they separate. So what they're doing is they're coming together, they're sharing information, sometimes nicely, sometimes not so nicely. And then they're separating and allowing us to digest, to make changes, to, you know, adjust. And then they come back together and they deliver some more information. Okay. It's this second wave, we'll say it, the second meeting of the planets will be more like two ships passing in the night. So it's not, I don't feel that it's going to be intense. I don't feel like, you know, I mean, we've had our world come crashing down, yeah. You know, the big hits, 2020 had some really big astrological moments there and we felt them like an earthquake. Mm-hmm. And then 2021, we had some more, you know, big earthquake-like movements. And this will be more just got some information for you. And yeah, here you go. And, you know, passing the baton. And I think that there, you know, there'll be a little bit of tension as we feel like, oh my God, is it going to happen again? You know, are we going to have like, you know, more turmoil? And then it's like, oh no, it's okay. It's just more information. It's just so we can, you know, live better lives and work, you know, be smarter about how we move forward. And, you know, hopefully this whole thing that we've had to experience will just make us better world people, you know, where when we are interacting with the rest of the world, that we are being smarter and
mindful.
You know, yeah, yeah. You know, and really you know, being mindful, I think you just said mindful about other people's experiences. We've all experienced this in a very different way. Mm-hmm. In our own, it's like that personal truth thing. We've all experienced every time we have an astrological thing happen, you know, it hits us all in different ways, you know, lights up different parts of our personality, pokes different buttons, you know, on each of us. Mm-hmm. And some things we're sharing and some things are very, very personal that we're, you know, having and creating personal change. So what I always want everyone to remember is that it's all cyclic, that nothing new really is going on. Yeah, this is,
I love that that's your, you always make that uppermost priority. And it's like not to fear anything. It all moves. It just keeps moving.
It's just a cycle. Mm-hmm. And the cycle happens over and over and over again. And that's okay, because that's, you know, but we want the spiral up. We don't want to like get stuck, you know, in that same, you know, cycle that we're not moving in that upward spiral. So, and that just simply means listening, doing your homework, gathering data, making smart, intelligent choices, talking to people, you know, about things, sharing your feelings, sharing your fears with others. Everybody has the same fears. You know, as soon as you start talking about it, people are like, oh my God, yeah, I feel that way too. And mm-hmm. yeah, you know, you have to share those things. We have, this is all, we're all experiencing these cycles, and we all need to support each other. Just like we've got this little group of planets coming around to support Uranus. You know, that's what we need to do for each other as well.
Cool. I just looked at the time here, Tamara. How can people reach you if they want to?
Yes. They could reach me. They could actually look at my website, navigatingthestars.ca, because I'm in Canada. And so it's .ca. So they could check my website out. They could reach me by my email, which is astro@tamara.ca. That's a pretty easy one. astro@tamara.ca. And I teach classes at Kepler College. I help run the college now. So that's a fantastic thing.
Yeah.
So if they want to take a class, I have a beginner's class that I teach that is like truly for someone who is learning what those symbols are, what they look like, what they mean, and kind of like dipping your toe in the astrological water. So I do a really fun beginner's class at Kepler. And then, of course, we teach, you know, all levels to professionals. So.
Yeah, because that's an ocean.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's an ocean. So that's probably where you want to start, is dipping the toes in.
So you don't get overwhelmed. Yeah.
So yeah. I put that information in the chat. If you are watching this on YouTube or another venue of information where you're getting this show, the chat that I'm speaking of is BBS Radio on Facebook. So go to BBS Radio on Facebook, but that's navigatingthestars.ca for anyone that wanted that again. So, okay.
Yeah. Fantastic. Okay. So now we have what we need. And probably the biggest thing we have to remember, what you said, is like, no matter what is going on, these things may be going on, we don't have to remember all the details so much, but it's that there will be things going on, positive, negative, what in and out, tension, non-tension. The thing to do is just go inside.
Find your center and search for your truth. I mean, yeah, I can't stress that enough, that we don't have to believe. And you know, when you are searching data, if you're looking at, you know, gathering more information, look for good sources. Yeah. Look for real sources, not just somebody. You know, people can put a web page up and say they're an astrologer, but know nothing about astrology.
Yeah,
I mean, people can do that. No one's stopping them. No, there is no monitor out there. You've got to test your sources and make sure that they're, you know, valid sources, and that they deserve your attention.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Discern.
Yes, please. but yeah, don't fear the change. Don't, you know, I don't really see anything radical happening in the next little while. I just see us finding our way, you know, finding what you value, bringing, you know, attracting that into your life. And yeah, and really, really finding your way.
Perfect.
In an authentic play, in an authentic way.
Oh, you know? I love that. I love the authentic word.
Yeah. The authentic word. Mm-hmm. I have a question in the chat room. Could you do it in 30 seconds? 30 seconds?
Okay. Very, very quickly. Because yeah.
Anything like volcanoes or earth-shaking things? Real quick. Yes, no, anything like that?
Oh.
In place in astrology?
Well, you know what? That's called mundane astrology, and I am not a mundane astrologer.
Okay.
I'm fascinated by it, and there's people out there that do a great job at it, but I'm not one of those. So I'm not predicting any earthquakes. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So they can find that somewhere out there in the internet. Thank you, Tamara. That's been so much fun having you. We always have such a good time. And real quick, juliacannon.com for Soul Speak, QHHT or official.com for anything QHHT or practitioners. Love you guys. And Julia, we're going to play a happy birthday.
Oh, all right.
Let's hear it. Happy birthday to you.
Bye, everybody.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.